Welcome back to the DDT by CCT podcast. We are your hosts, Kobe Clark
and Chris Morris.
And today we have a lot about the ratings-wise and reviews of shows. And we're going to start off with the NXT and AEW Dynamite ratings. NXT ratings from last week to this week, 580,000 to 813,000. AEW went from 754,000 to 822,000.
I still think this is very interesting. AEW still manages to be ahead. NXT definitely gets a huge boost because of the Survivor Series news and that they will be competing.
Yeah. And also, AEW had their pay-per-view on Saturday night.
Yeah.
That also made it go up a bit.
But also, there's nothing really big supporting AEW this week that should result in a huge ratings boost like they got.
Well, did you know Cody Rhodes, his best friend, turned on him?
Well, yeah. But still, AEW manages to still be ahead. I'm not expecting another increase next week. I'm expecting numbers to fall back down, but not drastically.
I'm not going to lie. I was actually surprised AEW still won, considering the fact that AJ Styles was there.
Yes.
And, like, who else was on AEW? Or on
it
NXT?
Was just the OCs.
Really?
The OC.
Nobody else, like, even came across?
No.
Wow. That's whack.
Interesting news, though. This is the first increase of ratings since these shows debuted.
Okay, yeah, they've been roughly around the same.
They've been slightly decreasing week to week. This is the first time numbers have been up.
None of them have actually pulled away from the other.
And
they haven't still.
I do think NXT's on the rise of passing AEW.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that NXT is being recognized as a third brand instead of developmental.
Yeah, I see that. I like that idea.
Yes.
I just don't like the cross-branded. Once Survivor Series is done, please stick to your own brand.
Well, that's the whole thing with, what's it called? Survivor Series. It's made to cross brands. Like,
well, that's the only thing. I want Survivor Series to only be the cross-branded.
Yes.
Between the, like, I don't want to see Finn Balor from NXT go to SmackDown or, like, Randy Orton from Raw go to NXT. I don't want to see that.
Yes. After Survivor Series is over, there might be a little, like, overlap from, like, to the next few weeks to probably the following pay-per-view. But I don't want to see this big elaborate crossovers.
Yeah, me neither. I think it'd be good.
When SmackDown went to Fox, we were told we were getting a brand split back, and I want a brand split.
But I'm excited.
Yes.
I cannot. You don't watch pay-per-views.
No.
But for sure, I'm watching this pay-per-view.
Yes, I'm definitely going to be looking at the highlights after the show.
Mainly because I really want to see the women's match.
Yes.
I feel like that's going to be the cake that's going to take away from the best match. But of course, you still have the... Are they still doing like a traditional 5-on-5?
I don't
know how
know.
That's going to work. Ooh. It's going to be all three brands, or they're just going to have, like, three from each team? That's tough. I don't know.
All right, so let me tell you how the NXT went.
Let me hear it.
So, the show opens up with a clip of the OC attacking the Undisputed Era backstage, and they continue down to ringside attacking Seth along the way.
So, who? Seth?
The OC.
Okay.
Anderson, Gallows,
yeah,
and
I got you.
Styles. And then... AJ Styles is going to cut a promo talking about NXT, blah, 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 they're trash. Tommaso Ciampa interrupts.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, everyone's like, why isn't Ciampa on Raw and SmackDown? He's like, because NXT is a big show and this is home. And then AJ Styles threatened to beat up Ciampa. It's like, you're outnumbered. Keith Lee and, I have it written down somewhere.
I know his name.
Keith Lee and, what's his name? I have it.
Flip-flop.
Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
There it is. Came down to the ring to support him, and that sets up a 6-man tag team match for the main event.
I like that idea. I did watch the main event. I was kind of flipping between that and the tag team match on AEW. It was like Chris Jericho and versus Kenny Omega, Heyman Page.
All right. Well, let's get into the first match of the night. Pete Dunne versus Damian Priest. Dunne wins via submission, you know, with his little finger breaker. I don't know what to call it. I don't know the name of it. I love Pete Dunne.
I do too.
He's going to be a great superstar when he comes up to Raw or SmackDown.
But then
Killian Dane attacks Dunne and Priest after the match. And I'm sure this is going to set up an interesting three-way rivalry. I hope Dunne wins.
I think, yeah.
Really don't like Killian Dane.
I don't either. I mean, I feel like he hasn't been used like he should, but I just don't think.
Well, also, he has the same gimmick as every other big guy who comes into the WWE. He's a big guy with facial hair. He's a tank, and no one can stop him.
Yeah. So, like, pretty much the Braun Strowman.
This match is irrelevant, so I won't talk about it. It was a filler match. There's a lot. That's my problem with NXT. There's a lot of filler on the show.
Yeah, I can understand that. I feel like it's just more for exposure, though.
Yes. I really wish they would go do more promos, but the matches are great. So I'll skip to the next match, which is important. Shayna Baszler versus Dakota Kai for the non-title match. Baszler wins via submission. And then we have Angel Garza versus Tony Nese, number one contenders match for the Cruiserweight title.
Okay.
Prediction?
I think Nese won.
Garza won.
Whoa, that's honestly surprising.
Garza walks up ramp. Leo Rush comes out to meet him at the ramp and asks for a handshake as like a sign of respect, and Garza slaps him across the face.
I love Leo Rush now.
Yes. Ever
since he got away from Bobby, he just actually looks really good, like what he's supposed to be.
Yes, Cruiserweight matches, I've never followed them closely, but they're great. A lot of high spots.
The one I usually watch the ones like that are on WrestleMania. Like, I know Tony Nese won it from somebody. I forget.
Yeah.
He won it from... Oh, he's on Raw now.
Buddy Murphy?
Yeah, that guy.
Or is Buddy Murphy or Cedric Alexander?
It was Murphy.
Okay. Another filler match, Dominik Dijakovic versus Isaac Scott. Dijakovic wins.
I don't know who either of them are.
Yeah, no. Heard it was an okay match, but it was more filler than no one cares about. And then main event, Keith Lee, Matt Riddle, and Tommaso Ciampa versus the OC. It ends in no contest after interferences from Adam Cole and Finn Balor.
Yeah, I know. I did see those, yes. Finn Balor was pretty much a distraction, but Adam Cole came in the back.
Yeah, and hit his finishers on, I'm pretty sure it was Ciampa and AJ. And then the show ends with Adam and Balor staring each other down.
Yes.
Overall, NXT was good. Again, I'm not a huge, fanboy of it because I don't watch it much.
If I had to rate it, I'd give it a nice, probably 7.5 out of 10.
I'm feeling a 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
Matches are always good on NXT. It just needs more promos to make it feel like it's not, like, they don't want to be labeled a developmental show, but then they need to bring up more storylines with it.
I don't like the fact that they're just going to be attacking SmackDown and Raw, and then nobody, like, except the OC comes and attacks them.
No, I feel like this SmackDown week we're going to get more.
What was the point?
All right. Well, speaking of SmackDown, this was recorded on the 9th of November. I can't think of what month it is.
It is November, yeah. It's your birthday, my birthday, and Harry's birthday.
Yes. UK filming. It was a UK filming episode. So all this was pre-recorded and aired. SmackDown and Raw were both filmed on the same nights. And neither show brought their full set.
That makes sense. Because they're on the other side of the world, so maybe they can't come. No one from SmackDown came to NXT to invade them. That would make much sense.
Yeah. So, another interesting thing is neither SmackDown or Raw set up their full stage. Very simplified, just the Jumbotron in the back with UK flags.
That's what they usually do.
Let's get right into show results. Don't have any news for you about anything that happened. SmackDown's been the quiet brand of this three-way rivalry.
Yeah, for sure. But even when Baszler and Becky Lynch are yelling at each other, they forget about Bayley.
Yep, so first match of the night is the title match. It's the tag title. Revival versus New Day. New Day wins the title. They claim the match was for Xavier Woods since he's out. And this ultimately is going to change the three-way tag match because it was Viking Raiders, Undisputed Era, and then
New Day.
A revival. Three-way tag team action. And but now New Day is going to be in the match.
Yeah.
I feel like that was just to get more star power into the match. I really wanted to see the Revival in it, though, because you have all three former NXT champions.
I think it's okay. I like the way New Day's been booked into it.
The way the match ended for this.
I mean, they still have a chance to come back in.
Tag confusion. Revival thought Big E was the legal man. Big E sets up a fake pin and then picks up, I'm pretty sure it was Scott Dawson, holds him in like a bear hug. And Kofi Kingston comes around, hits Trouble in Paradise. Kofi gets the pin. 1, 2, 3. Your new champ.
He should still be WWE champion.
Yes. I'll talk about that another day because I'm very passionate about what happened.
So who's going to be the three-way? Adam Cole versus Brock Lesnar versus The Fiend?
I don't think that's happening.
It should.
All right. But anyway, we get a segment backstage of Sami Zayn asking Daniel Bryan to join his little faction with Nakamura and Cesaro. I didn't even know Cesaro was in the faction.
A what?
So Sami Zayn has a faction going on backstage.
Oh yeah, it's him, Nakamura, and now Cesaro's in it.
Yeah, Cesaro just magically appeared in it.
So NXT superstars turn bad, pretty much. Yeah.
But Sami Zayn invites Daniel Bryan into it, and he says, "Think about it," and has him come down and watch the tag match later that night, which is the next match on the show. So it's Nakamura and Cesaro versus Ollie and Shorty G.
Stupid name.
Yes. Nakamura and Cesaro win due to interference with Sami Zayn pushing, I believe it was Shorty G, off the top rope. And Daniel Bryan watches that Sami Zayn is a credible source. That his promises that he can help him are looking true. He helps Cesaro and Nakamura get the win. So why can't he help Daniel Bryan get back on top?
I did see one part where they're in the back. Him and Zayn are talking, and then the lights turn red, and the Fiend attacks
Daniel Bryan. We'll talk about that later.
Ooh.
Next match on the show, Banks versus Nikki Cross. We have Banks versus Nikki Cross. Banks wins. Bayley was sitting ringside, and Nikki Cross got momentum going after she hit a crossbody on Banks on the outside of the ring, and then ran over and beat down Bayley. That cost her the match. She gets put back in the ring. Banks hit a bank statement on her. That's the match. Banks is celebrating in the ring. Bayley comes out, and then Shayna Baszler comes out and attacks Bayley. And Banks doesn't come back to help her.
I wonder why.
I feel like this is going to set up a great women's match between Bayley and Sasha Banks. We haven't got to see it since they both moved up to SmackDown and Raw. They haven't had a title match.
Well, not it wasn't just a one-on-one, but they've been in like triple threats and
yeah, I'm talking one-on-one because they're both been running the same gimmick back to back all the time. So this is gonna be a great match. This next match I thought was filler. I guess it wasn't. It was Carmella and Dana Brooke versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Carmella and Brooks wins, and this was for placement in the women's Survivor Series match. I didn't know that, so...
Yeah, they're... Okay, I'm pretty sure if I had to book Survivor Series, it's the way it had to go. They're going to have the tag teams, champions. They're going to have the North American champion, the United States champion...
And the IC title.
And the IC champion. But I don't think they're going to do the world champions, because you don't want like Brock... I feel like they're going to save Brock Lesnar and The Fiend for one other time, and they're not going to do that. And, of course, Adam Cole would literally just get blown up by them. But for the other match, they probably have just Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan. And then I think I don't know what Rollins is doing right now. I don't know if they're going to give it a rematch or I'm confused.
Well, let's talk about the main event. King Corbin versus Reigns. There was a promo cut at the start of the night for them.
Oh, yeah. I already know who won.
This was a very horrible match.
Why?
These two don't work good together.
They seem like they should, though.
Yes. One thing with Baron Corbin is he works fantastic with people smaller than him.
That is
put
so
him
true.
In the ring with like Ali, these smaller guys who are high flyers, and Corbin. Like it's yes, he's
Alexander.
A bigger guy.
He did a good job.
Yes.
With.
Like yes, it makes Corbin look stronger, but at the same time, it makes him look like he can actually wrestle. But putting him against someone his size like Roman, you get a man match.
I agree.
Match ends with Corbin winning.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now let me tell you what happened during the match. Ziggler and Rude try to interrupt. Reigns fights him off at the stage. He gets back in the ring. They try to interrupt again, which distracts Reigns, and he gets hit with an end of days, and that's the match.
Where's the Miz?
I don't know.
Why is he just being so disrespected
right
now?
That's very, very random, but...
I don't like it.
The problem with this match is it doesn't make Corbin look stronger. This makes Corbin look weak and afraid, and it doesn't do anything to Reigns. Corbin won because of interference, and it took twice to interfere for him to win. Now, if Corbin would have won on his own without any interference, great match. I would have given match of the night.
Okay.
Not happening.
Do you have the AEW results?
No.
What are you doing? We're a wrestling podcast.
I thought we were focusing on WWE.
That's
I am
not
sorry.
The only thing. We have other productions going on in our life.
Last thing of the night, Tyson Fury cuts a promo with Braun Strowman.
I saw that, yeah, but I didn't get to watch the whole thing.
Pretty much they were saying next time they should be in the ring, they should be a tag team. And Strowman says, well, no one's stupid enough to take us. And the BET comes out, and this is the greatest part of the night. They're just like, Curtis Axel's like, we're stupid enough to take you. BET get destroyed.
And
looks great. Hate that the B team are being wasted. Glad to see them as comedic relief after a mess show.
Dude, didn't they win the Raw titles for a hot minute?
Yeah, and now they're jobbers.
Well, what are you going to do? I guess you can't just...
What we're going to do is we're going to give the show a rating.
All right, well, we have... okay, we'll do our ratings, and I have results from AEW. All
right, so what is your rating of tonight?
For SmackDown, the main event wasn't that good. Not enough... not enough of, you know, like, just interferences. I'd have to give it a 7.
All right, I'm going low. I'm giving this a 4.
Whoa, my jeez, that is super low.
I mean, it wasn't horrible, like, but it wasn't good, like.
You're crazy.
Looking at reviews for this SmackDown kind of felt like a chore at the point, because none of the matches were, like, sparkly and shiny and great, and... Again, SmackDown's being the quiet brand with this whole Survivor Series thing. I'm hoping at least it's something big right before Survivor Series, but by the looks of it, they're just going to go peacefully into the win.
Okay.
And this is more about NXT versus Raw, which is sad.
All right. Well, we're going to finish with the AEW results. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is from AEW Buy-In. Britt Baker versus Bea Priestley. I believe that is her name. This is from AEW Buy-In. We have Britt Baker versus Bea Priestley, and Baker defeated Priestley.
All right. We won't know any of these names. I haven't watched a single episode.
Young Bucks.
Yes, I know Young Bucks.
Versus Proud and Powerful. They are Santana and Ortiz. They're from the Inner Circle. And that is Proud and Powerful defeating the Young Bucks.
Wow.
I actually like that because they're making them look overpowered. Yeah. Hangman Adam Page defeated Pac. Or no, my bad. Yeah, I was right. Pain defeated Pac. Pac. Pac or Pac?
I don't know.
I think it's Pac.
I don't watch NXT. I mean, not this is AEW.
Joey Janela versus Sean Spears. And if you know who Sean Spears is, he's the 10 Ty Dillinger from AEW.
Yeah.
Spears defeated Janela.
That's great.
The AEW tag team title match. SCU versus Private Party versus the Lucha Bros. And the winner is SCU.
All right. Again, I'm quiet, don't know much about AEW.
And then we have the women's title match, AEW Women's Championship, Rio versus Emi Sakura. And it is Rio defeated Sakura.
All right.
And then the main event, AEW World Championship match, Cody versus Chris Jericho. Who do you think won?
I think Jericho retained.
You are correct. And you know what grade Bleach Report gave this?
What?
A+.
All right.
That's how good the match was.
I'm just going to say.
Oh, I have one more.
That wasn't the main event?
No, there's one more. There's even better. Jon Moxley versus Kenny Omega. Now, who do you think won that
match?
Moxley. You're right. What do you think the grade was?
A+.
They're doing, no wonder they're beating them in ratings. They're having great matches over there.
AEW has star power. Let's just put it at that. Signing old WWE talent, people from the indies that people know about.
Yeah.
Just great. They're going to, if I was WWE, I'd be scared.
Nah, they're good. Have John Cena come back.
John Cena said he's not coming
back.
Well,
we are going to finish the podcast right now. This was DDT by CCT. We do podcasts every Monday and Friday. Monday for reviews. And Fridays for lists or predictions.
Yes.
You can follow all our social media, WBDG Indie.
Yes. And make sure to check out the other amazing podcast on audioboom.com.
Yes. So, for... if none of you actually know what the name is, because I feel like some people ask me, DDT is a move, or if you know wrestling, a DDT. And we just combined our first letter names. So he's Chris, I'm Kobe, and we just added the T to make it look better.
Yep.
So we're gonna DDT
by CCT, and we're gonna find something to make that T about.
Yeah. All right, well, I am Kobe Clark.
I'm Chris Morris,
and thank you guys for listening once again
to DDT by CCT.